and welcome to this edition of Centenary Management Radio. I'm Barbara Luthwaite, along with my co-host, WNTI Director John Del Rey. For the next 10 minutes, join us as we discuss different principles of management with members of the Centenary University Management class. We are joining you today via remote learning for this episode.
And joining us today are Marone, Sebastian, Charisma, James, and Jacob, and their subject will be using personal social media while at work.
Okay, so this is always an interesting topic. So, Marone, why do you think social media in the workplace could be a problem?
I believe it could be a problem because people could lose focus. You know, it's like social media is used and is made to be addicting. So people, you know, as soon as you get on it, you can just keep going for hours. And that could obviously reduce productivity and all that. So another thing, it could be people can bring their problems to work. So, you know, if they see something on social media or they had a problem on social media, they can be on it at work and then they can contribute to their job and stuff like that. So, yeah, that could be the problems.
Okay, it is addictive, isn't it? And yeah. New things come out and then people want to try that. And so, okay. So moving on to Sebastian, what can technology do to help people in their jobs?
Okay, so technology does help to get jobs, such as having a powerful LinkedIn profile. With a good profile, you could possibly have employees coming into your inbox instead of you going to them. Also, with a good LinkedIn profile, you can help seekers because it shows their future employer's profile to see if that's a right fit for them. Also, having access to social media, you can see a person's lifestyle and seeing if they could be a great candidate.
Okay, so that LinkedIn profile, that's really, that's professional and personal, right?
Yeah, you can use them for both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a great networking tool. So that's really a good one to talk about because it kind of straddles the line there. So I know our colleague Charisma is under the weather a little bit today. So you're going to help her out with the questions that she put together, which is very nice of you, Sebastian, being a good colleague. So should employees allow full access to social media at work?
So for Charisma's response, she said that I believe that employees should allow full access to social media at work if the social media is managed correctly. Even with personal social media, employees could access work-related information, which is very beneficial to the company, and it makes communication between employees easier for collaboration. Also, nowadays, a lot of people take their work home, even if they are clocked out of work. So it's normal that some people take their time at work.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point of view, you know, because we're all connected all the time now. And so maybe I do a little bit of looking on Instagram at work, but when I'm home, I'm also doing things for the company. So that's kind of a trade-off. That's a pretty interesting way to look at it. Okay, so James, on to you. How can social media be detrimental to an employee?
First of all, each company is probably going to have a social media policy now that's more common. So violating that would be term for punishment, either on a suspension, termination, one of the two. It could also paint the employee in a negative light. So like them showing their personal life, you know, everybody does their own thing. Everybody has their own interests, but post things on the internet that would not get a positive response from their business. So an employee posting something that necessarily be good for the business could paint them and their business negatively and affect the business overall.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that thoughtful answer. So, Jacob, on to you. What are the pros and cons for social media in the workplace?
So when you look at using social media in the workplace, obviously there's going to be some ups and downs. There's more ups than downs, but when you look at the disadvantages, they have a bigger effect on a business overall. But when you look at the advantages, it helps employees socialize with their coworkers, and it also gives them a mental break. Studies have been shown that most 8-hour jobs in a day, you're only productive for about 2 to 3 hours out of that whole day. So using social media to take that little break just to refocus your mind is a big help in businesses. But some of the bigger disadvantages are like you pose security issues, then you have to get involved with HR, possibly harassment in between coworkers on social media. And then it also slows down productivity in the business.
Okay, some good points. You know, you were talking before, James, about things that people might post and therefore, you know, look things up on you before they might hire you or consider you. My daughter is a teacher in a K-12 district in Flemington, and they have very strict regulations about what they're allowed to post on social media. And you can understand why teachers who are, you know, teaching young kids would have those restrictions. So, okay, let's see. Back to Myrone. Myrone, how can social media be used to help a company?
It can be used to help by, like LinkedIn, like one of my friends said. They just said, like, it's, you know, you get employees from that. So it's like a good social media to have. And another reason it can be help at work is because it can get your mind off of work. So if you on break or something like that, it's a hard day, and you just, you know, you need some, I don't know, just get your mind off things. You can go on social media and then scroll for hours. So, yeah, it's good. Get your mind off things.
So it could provide some stress reduction, I guess. So, Sebastian, should employers have access to employees' social media accounts?
So for that answer, it's a yes and no. So the yes part to it has to do with keeping an eye on your employer, making sure that everything's in place. The company has to protect themselves, and having people that are a liability isn't good for the company, and they could lose profit. And the no part has to do with a lot of employers might not like the employee and will find a reason not to hire them. I don't believe that it should be a deciding factor because it might have been a mistake from the past. Now, if the employee makes the same mistakes, then at that point, it should be a deciding factor.
Okay, that's interesting. You covered both sides of the issue. Thank you. So the second question for Charisma was, should employers be able to dictate when an employee can access their social media?
So for Charisma's answer, I said, yes, employees should dictate when employers have access to the social media. A part of positive social media usage at work is the employers communicating to their team and telling them the appropriate time and reason to use social media. If the employer doesn't communicate an appropriate time to use social media, that could lead to an average of an hour and a half of wasted company time.
Okay, very good. So James, should an employee's social media define them as a person?
So social media is a place where people like to lie about what they do and things they have and stuff they do. So I think there's more depth to a person, so that their social media is what people want them to perceive them as. So
very interesting point of view. It almost sounds like a dating website, right? A platform. So people build fantasies, I guess, in some regards. So Jacob, back to you. Does social media do more harm than good in the workplace?
I personally believe that social media plays a big role in the workplace in today's world. So I would have to say it does more good than harm when you look at it, especially with the generation that's coming up into the workplace, graduating college with degrees. Everything is based off technology and social media. Everybody has a social media account, whether it could be from LinkedIn to Facebook to Instagram. Everybody has at least one of them. It's how we make connections. So when you look at it in a workplace, employers are starting to use social media as a way to connect with their employees, like from sending out memos instead of through email, it could be through social media. But one of the issues it poses is once you get employees in contact with social media, it creates problems for HR, because that opens opportunities for problems to arise outside of work that could be brought back into the workplace, which could affect the business in a bad way.
Yeah. Well, most companies, most businesses advertise on social media, right? They want people to know about what they do and who they are. And they try to zero in on where the customer they're after might be on social media. So certainly it has its place for good. So just wondering what you all think, that people on the panel, about in the world of college and university, do you know that there are some colleges and universities that shut off the ability for students to be on social media? What do you think about that? And why do you think they do it?
Well, I think that's kind of crazy to begin with. And I think they do it because, like I said before, about they can lose focus. It's very addicting. So that's an obvious reason why they do it. I don't know why they will have another reason, but yeah, that's that.
Since we're in like the COVID times now, I met a lot of my friends now through social media because we didn't really have a chance to meet in person. So college shutting them off at this point in time could really affect their students socially, which could then lead to them, you know, as much of a social life as they would like.
Yeah, that's a really good point, James. I mean, right now, the times we find ourselves in, you know, if you didn't have that, you'd be missing an awful lot. So why do you think, I mean, you're all making very good points about why it shouldn't happen. Why do you think it does happen? You have any theories about that?
I think that the schools that put heavy restrictions on that are afraid of students setting a bad representation of their name.
Okay, that's an interesting point of view. So yeah, it would hurt the school's reputation, or they don't want negative things on the social media.
Yeah, like it would be like almost if when you go out or something, if the school's name is posted all over the internet in a bad way, it just puts out a negative image of that school, but that's not the case of a whole program. Mm-hmm. So when you just have one person representing it in a negative way and it breaks out in a bad way, now you're looking at the whole school in a negative way just because of one post.
Okay. You're all making very good points. So some of the things I've read speak to bandwidth, that it gets shut off because, you know, in a big university with so much going on at the same time, that it's, you know, the ability for things to work. You know how you have people in a household and everybody's on a device of some sort and, you know, you get the wheel of death after a while. So some of it is bandwidth, I think. But I think you could be right about the other things that you've mentioned. So I want to thank the panel today. You did a good job with this subject. Any last thoughts before we close? So it'll be interesting to see in your careers how you wrestle with this issue of social media in the workplace. So it looks like we're out of time for this episode. I'd like to thank my co-host, John Delray, and members of this team that did such a good job with this topic. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Centenary Management Radio. This has been a production of WNTI, The Sound of Centenary.